Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours live here at Wildcat Golf Club. And we got the occasional invitational, and it's just beautiful out. Beautiful.
Is that what this one is?
Yeah.
We have a couple of them.
So we have a couple. It's occasional. One? It's not annual. It's occasional.
Well, is that what this one is, or is this a different golf?
No, it's just.
Okay.
We've only been talking about it for a month.
Well, but we have one in the fall that I thought was occasional.
But every time,
well, we don't
John,
really have fall. We have one in extended summer.
Every time.
But that's an occasional invitation.
Yeah, every time anyone talks about this tournament, they say the occasional invitation.
But we can have more than one?
It's occasional.
It's occasional. It's not annual or semi-annual. It's occasional.
Why are you so confused?
You see, that's why it's called occasional.
This just doesn't
invitational.
Make any sense to me.
But it's usually semi-annually. We could call it the semi-annual.
It doesn't rhyme.
But yeah,
though.
Occasional invitational. That makes it cool. Okay? And that's what we're doing today. We're being cool out here at Wildcat Golf Club, home of, I'm telling you, I just love it, 36 championship holes. You are going to, if you haven't been here, you need to. And if you have, you know what I'm talking about. And the course looks beautiful. It is awesome. Love Elmer, Tim, Nick, everybody out here does a great job. We really appreciate you guys. So we are here today. We are going to be here. We want you to come out and hang out with us. Just come have lunch. Why don't you? Try to, you know what? You could pretend you're in the tournament and get a brown bag breakfast.
No, don't pretend you're in a tournament to come get food. Actually, don't do that because the people who paid won't get food.
Well, no.
So don't do that. Don't tell people to come out here and steal food.
Well, I know, but I think that's a great.
Come on out here, Jean Valjean.
And get steal bread.
Come get your bag of breakfast.
Yeah. And then you go and you kind of fake like you're going in the line, and then you just leave.
Before you say another word, Jean.
So that's what we're. So, I mean, I just think it's a good scam. That's all. I think
it's a good scam. But don't try it.
It's finessing.
By the way, we're out here benefiting kids meals. Just
thank you for that, though.
Yeah,
we appreciate
while
it.
While we steal food from others, we're benefiting kids meals.
Don't let Courtney lay those hands on you. You come try to take the brown bag.
Yeah, but are you in the tournament? Now we're gonna have to ID everybody.
I know.
Thanks, John. Nice job. Anyway,
that guy's got jeans on.
You know,
you sure he's playing?
He's got
three bags with
a
him.
A ripped up T-shirt and jeans,
and a hard hat on.
Yeah. How about? Well, speaking of, you got to ID people. I had to ID people on the court last night.
It was for the Rockets game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ahmed Thompson out, shoulder, lower back for.
Well, they have a back to back, and he just said, "Screw it, we're going to lose this game, so let's." Let's just play.
That's really
everybody.
What it was.
That's what he did.
That's really what it was.
Let's just rest.
So
everybody.
Alperin was out. You had it was good playing time for Reed Shepard, who had a good game. Cam Whitmore, who had a good game.
Cam had a great game.
Those two guys, Reed with a career high, much to Israel's chagrin. But Reed had a career high. You had Cam Whitmore with a really good game. Really good game for Cam Whitmore.
Yeah. No, he was active. 11 rebounds. He was 10 of 19.
Shot
27
the ball well.
Points. Yeah.
From three,
when he was on the court, he was only minus four, and you know, and they got
good for them.
How about that?
But it was a bunch of guys that like, wait, who?
So what? It's an 11-point line before the game, right? Oklahoma City is
now no Alperin, no Ahmed Thompson, and no Dylan Brooks.
And I think they would have still been an 11-point dog with those guys. I mean, remember when the last time Rockets went there, they got blown out. They got their doors blown out.
I feel like it'd be like more like 8.5.
Because
they've beaten them before, too.
Yeah, they've beaten them before, but there they got blown away.
Yeah, well, they're not playing their best basketball right now. So
anyway, they're 11-point dogs. It's a 1-point game at the half. You know what the halftime line was?
What?
10.5.
Oh.
That's like, oh, my God. So, yeah, put a little something on the Rockets' second half.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was just a trap. They're begging you. And sure enough, Right away, Oklahoma City goes up 16-17, but it ended up a 9-point game. And everybody who said, oh, Rockets, are you guys are disrespecting our Rockets, mm-hmm. they won second-half money. So good on you, and screw you people that doubt our Rockets. We only lost by 9. Okay, thank you. Yeah, no, Delph, you're shrugging. Yeah, like that makes some kind of sense.
What?
Yeah.
Good on you.
That's
how
right.
dare you
That's right.
Think we would lose by double digits.
By 10.
We lost by 9.
That's right. So there. But, hey, 9 might as well have been they won the game.
That's true.
So it doesn't matter. Yeah, listen, they were feisty. They were really feisty. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who Enfeli Dante was. I can tell you that. Nate Williams, they just gave him a contract, and they said, get on out there, Nate. And he made some plays, which was nice. Except he was like 2 of 9 from the field. They couldn't hit a layup for a while. It was just
make a layup.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just make a layup, please. So the Rockets lost. And they got it back. They got to go to Indianapolis. They had that game, which wasn't a late game, but they had a night game. They got to fly into Indianapolis, and they got to play. All of those guys will probably be available. You know, all those injuries mm-hmm. that they had yesterday will probably be available today, and rightfully so. You weren't going to win that game anyway. Might as well take the L. You're not catching them, and go win this game. I like his theory on it, but it was a little frustrating to watch. Although watching those guys compete, watching Reed and Cam compete was nice.
Yeah, I mean it was a great opportunity for them to play a good team to get some good minutes. They both looked like they were confident players. It was good. You know, if you're going to lose a game because you're playing back to back. I mean, you basically threw the towel in a little bit, but it's an understandable move. If the league wants to do what they're doing with so many of the back-to-backs, then you got to make business decisions as a team because you're trying to finish in the top four. And this was one that you could either grind out your players and make it tougher to win the second one, or you could just some of your key players who are maybe a little beat up, let them have some rest, and that's what they did. And the benefit is that two of your young guards got a chance to play more.
Yeah,
and that's good. That's good because they need those minutes. I mean, they're not playing in the G League. They're staying up there. And then Reed Shepard's not really getting many minutes with the big club. He's going to be a good player. It's going to take some time. He's not ready to get the big minutes yet, and that's fine. It's because of the Rockets are too far ahead of, you know, the Rockets are too far ahead of their lineup is just, they're just too deep. They're too deep for Reed Shepard to play right now. So a situation like this is perfect.
Yep. No, it was fun. I mean, they hung in there. Get some minutes for the guys. That's good stuff. And let's move on to Indianapolis tonight, and we'll watch that, and we'll talk about that tomorrow morning. The other story was the Cougs taking on Kansas, and that was a pretty good basketball game.
Hoping it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because
you blew them up by 40 last year, you remember?
Kansas isn't very good. Yeah, I remember.
They slapped the snot out of them at the end of the year last year. Uh-huh. Not so much this year. It was a good game, but the good guys ended up winning. And watching Kelvin Sampson before the game hugging Juwan Roberts, I mean, he couldn't. I mean, before he even got to the hug, he was already, the waterworks already started. Jawan's been with Kelvin Sampson 6 years. And the other day, when we had him on last week, mm-hmm. I mentioned that text that he got from Jawan after the last game that they played. They were getting on the bus, and Jawan sent Kelvin Sampson a text about how much he loves him, how much he appreciates him, how much how great it's been playing for him and everything.
It's like a son to him.
Yeah, he is. He is. He really is like a son to him. And you know, and Kelvin talked about it and when game day was out there, he said all of the guys come back. All the guys come back every year. This is where Quentin Grimes, who just had 44 the other night, he comes back every summer. Sasser and Jamal, they're all. It's like a family there. And you know, you got guys that are with you for 6 years. Holy crap, mm-hmm. that means so much. And I really believe this is the best chance Kelvin's had.
You really do?
I do. Their offense, now last night notwithstanding, this is the best offensive team that they've had.
It's not the best defensive team, though.
It's not the best defensive team, but it's the best offensive team. They play some games in the 80s, and they can play with you. They can score with you. Last night they sucked shooting the ball. They sucked. But
well, I mean, that's the problem is I don't think they're a good shooting team. They're a better shooting team. And this is what concerns me, is they can't fall back on defense the same way they
have
in the
past. Well, they still can play D. They D you up now.
They can, but they've had some games. It used to be they can. It's just going to be tougher in the you know, things are going to tighten up a little bit. So
yeah.
We'll see. I feel like he has the same chance I always feel like he has. I don't feel any better or worse about it.
I kind of feel better about this because they're not dependent on one guy. Now, LJ is their scorer. But like the other night, Milos, he took over.
He's good. Like he's really changed.
Good.
He's really
changed. He
played
3 minutes in the first half with injury. He had foul trouble. He played 3 minutes in the first half, and they still were. It was a tight game, and they could have used him obviously. But he came out in the second half, and then LJ got in foul trouble in the second half and couldn't play, and they still ended up beating that team. I just think with the front court with Juwan and JoJo and Javier Francis. And then the backcourt with LJ and Uzan. I mean, I think this is...
Well, it's the deepest team they've
had. I think it is.
The deepest offensive team they've had. There's been some more tenacious defensive teams. I think there have been some better rebounding teams. It's just a little bit like they've sacrificed a little bit of defense, but they've improved their shooting.
Yep.
So, you know, it's hard to tell how it compares because there was always key injuries in years past. You always had to deal with a really good player out, or at least one, usually two, it seems like. This is the first year it's like, okay, we're healthy, we're 39% three-point shooting team, which every other year it's been 34 or 33.
Right.
Like, so there's definitely some advantages. It's just college basketball seems so much deeper. There's just so many more teams that are good this year.
Really, I don't see a great team this year.
Well, but I mean, there's a lot of good teams.
Good teams,
though.
A lot of good teams, like and one point loss, like, and you're out.
So. Auburn, Alabama, Florida. There's
the SEC is stupid.
The SEC is loaded.
It's stupid.
And then, you know, Duke has the best player in college basketball. It's gonna be a great tournament. It's gonna be a fun tournament.
Yeah, I think you're right. And there's nobody that's just so dominant over everybody. Like there has been in years past, but you're right. At the top, it is going to be a war. The final four, the Sweet 16, it is going to be awesome. And Kansas, we're watching a team last night that's so talented, that's got so many good players. They're going to be a 7 seed.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be a 7 or an 8. Can you imagine being a 1 or a 2 and you've got Kansas in the second round?
No.
Holy crap.
No, but Kansas has also played like dog crap this year.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're afraid of. You know they have
but
talent.
But they play like this, like they did last night.
Yeah, they play better. But you know they have talent, and you know they got a good head coach. So you still don't love seeing them, even though if you're going to see Kansas, you'd much rather see this Kansas than any other version that Bill Self's had there.
Yeah. Rumors swirling around Bill Self. You know, this is the first time that Bill Self is not going to be a top 4 seed since he's been to Kansas. This is the first time, let me repeat that he's not going to be a top 4 seed since he's been at Kansas. So there's some rumors swirling that maybe, you know, there's a new sheriff in town with the Cougs. Yeah, Kansas used to run this show, and they don't run this show anymore. And whether or not, you know, Bill Self can survive that, whether or not he wants to survive that with Kansas fans, you know how stupid they are.
Yeah.
So whether or not he wants to go through that or move on to another place, and there's some rumors swirling about another place that he might go to, and you know we'll see whether or not. I mean, I'm not going to put it out there. But
oh, I bet you're saying Texas.
Not Texas, no.
Not for Rodney Terry.
Not for there's another one. You're
I mean,
right.
They're going to offer a ton of money.
Yeah,
they're going to have a ton of facilities. Do you know that? who was that I spoke with? Who's been to all these NBA facilities? I was talking to. Think of who it is in a second. They've been to all the NBA facilities. And this person was at Texas. He said, it's the best facility I have ever been in, better than any NBA facility.
Really?
Have you been there?
I haven't.
I haven't been there. He said, it is the most incredible. Oh, it's Money Smith. That's what it was. Money said, have you been? I said, no. He goes, listen, I've been to just about every NBA facility, the new ones. He goes, Texas probably blows them all away. It's smaller. Because you know it's a college facility,
yeah.
So whatever it is, 12,000. So immediately it's got a seating advantage. He said they've got all these TVs that are slanted on every section to where you can't admit, like. He said I've never seen anything as nice as that stadium anywhere. So now it made me kind of want to go see a game there. Now I want to go check it out. So But, yeah, he couldn't stop raving about how it's better than any NBA facility he's ever been in.
Huh.
I mean, they've got all that money.
Yeah.
If Bill Self is out there, Texas is going to be in the mix.
Look at the athletes playing golf right now.
Yeah, I like this.
I mean, that's it. Nothing as athletic as golf, Del.
Nope.
Okay, so you can stop. The argument is over when you see guys like this playing. Yeah,
Is this dude perfect? Is this Barstool?
I don't know. What he's about this? three bills. He's three bills plus tax, and he's killing these guys. That's athletes, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we call athleticism right there. Okay?
I don't know why he's yelling at you.
Time to take a quick one here live at Wildcat Golf Club. Look at the game day people are here. What up? Come and get your game day on right here. But first, listen, you might have some kind of issue, prostate issue. If you've got a prostate issue, if you're going to the bathroom a lot, can't start, can't stop, weak stream, all of these things. How many times are you getting up in the middle of the night? I don't care how old you are. You could have a prostate issue in your 30s. If you're in your 50s, chances are you need to get this thing checked out, okay? So Access Vascular Health is here for you. Doc Manavese is awesome. She loves the 97.5 listeners. Y'all have responded. I mean, maybe we have an older fan. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, we got a lot of prostate issues out there, okay? And if you do have a prostate issue, you got to take care of it because you could have liver or kidney problems. Here's the deal. It's the only way you should do this thing. If a doctor tells you that you need surgery because of an enlarged prostate, you leave immediately and you go see Doc Manavese because there's no surgery. It's just an IV. Takes about 45 minutes. And you, my friends, I'm telling you, she's got a 99.9% success rate. So you're looking for the best way to handle. If you have a prostate issue, there's one place you have to go, 975prostate.com.
Kane is in the building.
Hi, welcome back here live at Wildcat Golf Club. Come see Monty. Get something to eat. Let's go. Now, I'm not even joking. If you are, like, in this neighborhood, Alameda, an airport or whatever, you can come. You can just come here for lunch. You don't have to play golf or anything. I mean, the restaurant here is excellent. Excellent. And so, you guys, you know what? If you're in this area here, and I don't know that there's that much to choose from. This is a great place to just come and get your feedback on.
Got a great breakfast sandwich, I can attest.
Yes.
I love the bread. Some people, like John, like maybe not too much bread, but the bread is great. The bread is great. Plus, they have choices, bacon and sausage with the egg and cheese. Yeah, it's a great breakfast sandwich if you want to come out here and get that as well.
I should eat probably today because I'm going to drink. Today is the last day that I can drink.
Yeah, it's Fat Tuesday. Lent is fast approaching for you, so it'll be better for all of us working with you, but not for you.
Not for my friends. They hate me during Lent.
Well, your coworkers don't like you outside of Lent, so.
Okay, so that 46 days is the only days people here like me?
I mean, it's only
the only days that my friends hate me.
It's the only days you're tolerable as far as working with you. now your friends, I mean, I can't speak to that because I'm not your friend.
Right. Yeah. You don't know. There's two categories,
yeah.
And you're not in
yeah.
it. Yeah. Your name's Bennett, and you ain't in
I'm
it.
I'm barely an acquaintance at this point.
That's it. Anyway, we're live at Wildcat Golf Club. We've got the occasional invitational. People are going to start to pour in. It's at 10:30 this morning. Speaking of pouring in, the rain looks like it's going to dissipate, and we're going to have action. So anybody that is thinking, oh, no, it's rainy, we're not playing. Oh, we're playing. We're getting our golf on today. Man, you see, this Cam Smith thing is starting to get a little – Cam Smith is having himself a big – Is it too quick to be thinking about he can play this year?
There's a lot of stuff. The top prospect in a big trade you made in the offseason comes in, and you know, he's physically impressive, and he comes in and hits the way he has. People are going to get excited. Now, the old school baseball people are like, relax, beyond the fact that it's spring. There's just the belief that he can't make his way onto this roster. Like, if he continues to hit where it's undeniable, you can't keep that bat off the major league roster. Where does he play? Is he starting?
Yeah. He can play. He's an outfielder. Okay. So, you know what they need right now?
A bat in the outfield.
Outfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, 571, a triple, two homers, six RBIs, four walks, one strikeout. Listen, just because you can hit spring training pitching doesn't mean you can hit major league pitching. But I always say, I'm hitting it here.
So maybe give me a shot to hit.
So here's the deal. If you can't hit spring training pitching, then you're not ready for the bigs.
Why is John but yelling today?
He's excited.
I am excited about
you
Cam
are
Smith.
Excited. I thought it was about game day.
But game day's here. Game day is going to hook a brother up. Okay?
Cam Smith, I'm worried that we're going to get another one of these, like, keep him in. Oh, it's the new George Springer. Keep him in the system. I don't see how you can. Like, I guess you can for 1 year, I guess. But I'm not even sure how you're going to do it in 1 year.
Why?
Well, because you just signed. Because, I mean, from a positional standpoint. And
what?
Well, no, actually, I mean, he could come in and play right away. Why would you, actually?
I have no idea why you wouldn't. If the kid can play.
I mean, you're starting the clock early, but not really early.
You
need guys who can play.
Yeah, you absolutely need guys who can play. And this kid is hitting .571. I mean, he's showing. Now, and some kids, they just make it, right?
He was the top prospect. He was the top prospect in their, you know, in their system.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's known for being a really, really good player.
So he's playing. He's playing third base, and I don't know that if that's something that you would want to do is play him at third base this year because I don't unless Paredes,
put him in left field.
Unless Paredes
anybody can play outfield.
I mean
Altuve. It's already been said Altuve's playing all year in left field. That's it.
Apparently that's it. Jose Altuve is a left fielder and nothing else. So everybody can stop already thinking. Thinking that Jose Altuve can move somewhere because he can't. The dude is a left fielder now, and there's nothing that we can do about it. Yeah, Cam's playing a lot of third base, which is not good for him because Paredes is going to be entrenched at third base. So whether or not – I mean, can put the kid – he looks like he could play outfield to me. He just looks like he could play right field. If Chaz struggles, let's go. Put him out there. Let's go. He looks to me like a great right fielder. But – apparently he's just a third baseman. So, and then there's the DeCenzo argument. There's the Shea Whitcomb argument. There's other options, right? DeCenzo's been playing some left field, although that's going to be Jose Altuve's position. But it looks to me like Cam Smith is ready. So let's get him up there. I'm really excited about some Cam Smith. other than that, we got golf here and. Did you see in Australia there was a guy who spent 5 years in prison and he won a golf tournament, got out of prison, and he won a golf tournament? I mean, what a great story. Yeah. What a great story. You don't normally see that
for
in
what?
Golf.
Only in Australia.
Not a lot of ex-cons winning
Only
golf tournaments.
Only in Australia could that happen.
Not a lot of ex-cons winning golf tournaments. I mean, literally, I don't know that we have any. We got... You know, Jelly Roll is a great singer. Did time, right? Great singer.
Did he do time, or does he just have tattoos on his neck?
Did you what?
Did he do time, or is he just?
No, he did. He did time.
Neck tats.
Yeah, Jelly Roll did.
I mean, it looks like he did time.
No, he why? Because he has neck tattoos. Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Now talk about.
Yeah.
Talk about
100%
racism.
That's, racism.
Well,
Jelly Roll's a white guy.
Oh yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah, but he's got neck tattoos, you
that's
said.
That's not racism.
Oh, it's profiling. That's what I meant.
It's profiling.
Same thing.
It's profiling. That's fair.
Yeah, that's you are profiling.
Sometimes you profile correctly.
So Birdman, was he an ex-con?
Birdman was an absolute mess. You wanted to go through his background? He should have been in prison. Birdman Anderson?
Wow.
Or maybe just jail because of being a whatever he was. I don't want to say crackhead. I don't know what all he had going on. He had some drug stuff going on.
Yeah,
could have easily
right.
gotten him arrested.
That's fine. I don't mind that. So anyway, live at Wildcat Golf Club, everybody's setting up. And Courtney did a great job once again getting this all ready. Congratulations, Courtney. I sent you my team, didn't I? Okay, I did it this year. Look at me. Okay, Courtney's happy with me because I actually sent in my team. We are going to be playing here live. At 10:30, we want you to come on out. Just hang out with us today, okay? Dell wants you to just hang out and sit right in front of him here, and heckle the show while he's on the air. He loves that.
He wants you to heckle the show?
Yeah, from 10 to 12. Yeah, he wants you to heckle his show from 10 to 12. So let's get on out here live at Wildcat Golf Club.
Not my show. I mean, I'll be gone by 3, but if you want to stop in and heckle a certain show at 3, that's fine, because John's going to do it at 4:30. You might as well join John.
I think we'll be in before 4:30.
Well, then you can heckle Joel when he starts.
As soon as the show starts.
Yeah.
I'm not heckling
Joel. That should
Joel.
Go well.
Yeah.
I'm not heckling Joel, though.
I already told my wife, I said, it's going to be literally a mess today, because John is going to, like, he tries to see if he can get himself
killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tries to see if he can get hospitalized for alcohol poisoning. Why does he do that? I said, Fat Tuesday, he thinks it's some kind of threat against him. Like he's
something he volunteers for, by the way.
Yeah.
No one told him to stop drinking during Lent.
Well, it's like I'm going in. It's like I'm growing my hair before I go into the Army.
I know.
Right?
And I got to go do it off. I got to go do a TV spot today. So I'm like, oh, I got to avoid this guy.
No, absolutely. You can't be doing shots with us out there.
I thought yesterday I said, I'm not driving you back. You're going to have to – Dell's going to take
No,
you.
I'm not.
Dell's going to take me home today.
No, he is.
That's what Michael's here
No,
for.
He is. He's taking
Michael
me home.
Is here.
Michael's here.
Michael picked
well, that's
me
not
here.
What he's here for, but
that's
what's
not why
happen.
He's here.
But Michael's here.
Yeah.
He's not here to be your official. Although this wouldn't be the first time he's driven you around.
Oh, no. Michael's had to do that plenty, okay? That's my guy right there. Pick Me Events is out here, and they're going to be taking pictures. So even if you're not in a tournament, come on out and take a picture. And then we'll break it down afterwards. Hey, this guy wasn't even in the tournament. What's he doing here eating brown bag lunch?
I know.
What's he doing?
Unbelievable. I told people to come eat.
So we were talking about not under over, but higher and lower, right?
Yeah.
With the Rockets?
Yeah.
You could have bet them last night.
Well, so it's not team-based. It's player-based. We go higher or lower on player-based stats. And for example, had you gone higher on Amen Thompson and he doesn't play, you know, in some cases you might lose that. Or let's say you had Kyrie Irving. You had higher on Kyrie Irving on something. And then he goes out with that injury. What they do in Underdog is there's a rescue feature to where they actually refund your money, and then they give you a bonus pick on top of it. So it's really cool. They've thought of everything. They've got the ability for you to, you know, for if there's an injury that ruins your pick, you don't lose it. You just have it refunded, and you get a free pick on top of it, so a bonus. So you're in good shape there. Taking your basketball knowledge or sports knowledge and turning it into money is something that is very, very doable. What we're doing, what we're talking about here, is the ability to go higher or lower on a variety of statistics. You know how the game's going to go. You watch all these games, right? So pick it out for yourself. Figure out where you're going higher, where you're going lower, and then from there, make your picks, make your choices. You pick between 2 and like up to 7. You can win up to 1,000 times your original play. It's that simple. And Underdog Fantasy wants you to use promo code Lance to get up to $1,000 bonus cash and a free pick when you join. Basketball season's in full swing, whether it's March Madness or NBA. I got you covered with Underdog Fantasy. Promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club for ESPN Houston's Occasional Invitational.
Brooks and, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live from Wildcat Golf Club, where we're getting ready for the Occasional Invitational. Sean and Lance along with Dell. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. I'd like to hear from Israel today. I'd like to hear.
No.
Yeah, I'd want to hear what he thinks of after Reed had himself a nice game.
John, Reed can score 40 a game for 10 games. He's not going to like him. He doesn't like him.
Why wouldn't you like him?
He just doesn't like him.
He's
overall
pick.
I can't imagine why. He doesn't like him. He thinks he's trash.
He called him trash.
He called him trash.
I mean, did you see him yesterday? Have you seen him?
It doesn't matter. He's trash. Like
Israel, call in. I want to see.
Why? He just doesn't like him.
He might like him more after yesterday.
I'll bet $1,000 Israel doesn't like him.
Well.
He just thinks he's trash. I think he's always going to think he's trash.
He looks like a 15-year-old out there. That's for sure.
Yeah, he looks young.
He does look.
The mustache actually helped him.
it makes him,
it didn't look great. It didn't look great. But
to me, that made him look younger, like he was trying hard.
Well, mustache is a big thing now. Like, there's a lot of guys with mustaches. And it had been, but now it's making a second resurgence. No.
No.
You got to see how many draft prospects have mustaches now.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
It's disconcerting. The kid from Alabama who looks like an ironwork. I even put in his write-up, I put Robbie Oots is built like an iron worker with a squat rack in his garage. That's one of the most accurate write-ups I've ever had in my life. This guy's got massive quads. He's got a mullet, a mustache, and he looks like a 34-year-old man with kids. Like, he looks like an iron worker. I must have spent 40 minutes coming up with that.
More disconcerting, the mustaches or the new shorts they're wearing?
New shorts.
New shorts?
I'm not a mustache guy, but Drake has one, too, so I'm used to it. But, yeah, the new shorts is just – I mean, it's been going like this for a little while now, so it's not new anymore. But they're bringing – I mean, you know, first they brought back Crocs, and I was like, oh, do they know who wears Crocs? Like, their archenemy, the Boomers, wear Crocs. And then it turned into – short, then it turned into mustaches, then it turned into short shorts. And I'm like, what are we doing here? What are y'all doing? Then they told us they're done with the 90s.
It's thigh o'clock, Lance, is what it is.
I guess it is.
Thigh o'clock.
And now they're wearing like, well, I mean, they've been wearing slides with socks. That's kind of a, but now it's like Birkenstock sandals with socks. Like, it's weak as ice water.
This Birkenstocks.
White socks, you know, like white, yeah. Old school, just white socks with Birkenstock sandals.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is a thing that they aspire to. That's why they can't get laid. I'm just being real.
Wait, what?
I'm just being real.
Wait a minute. Was that a question by
I'm just
teams?
Being real. They're not having any relations.
Did the team?
We're not going to be able to have our like.
Still talking about draft prospects?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm off of that.
Okay.
Oh. They're doing fine.
Yeah.
The draft prospects are doing fine.
I'm talking about. No, that's what you meant.
I'm talking about Gen Z. I'm a little worried. They're talking about, I don't want to date anymore. We're not having kids. Like, who's going to pay for Social Security?
Dell started this trend.
Dell started it?
I'm a millennial. I mean,
yeah,
but I get it.
They were the first ones to start fussing too much.
I didn't say anything about dating. I just said kids. Who's looking for that? Who's looking to do that?
So
besides everyone, I guess.
So there's a new development that happened yesterday.
Really, this guy looks like he's a college player?
Yeah, I know, right? Look at him.
That's who I'm talking about.
There's a national development now. Apparently, one writer – NFL draft expert put Shedeur Sanders at 29.
One writer.
Put Shedeur Sanders at 29, and apparently he's lost all credibility.
Lost credibility.
He has no idea. This is why this is why NFL.com has got CNN ratings now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going out of business.
Yep. And because you can't be trusted anymore. It's fake news what you do for a living. Can you please explain?
No, I was way more aggressive.
Can you please explain how you pissed off an entire state of Colorado?
An entire group of Colorado. These are just fanboys around the country.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding? You latch onto somebody and then you live through them vicariously.
Right, right.
Because your life is terrible. And then you
get
mad. And if anybody has a mock draft, which is literally trying to predict what will happen. After I got back from the combine and realized all these teams don't like him.
Yeah.
And so I dropped him. Like, I'm like, well, if he didn't go 6 to the Raiders. Now, I do think Tom Brady is the one.
I think Tom Brady will take
Deion,
him.
Will
I don't
Carroll
know.
Will Pete Carroll take him?
See, I don't know. And Deion, I don't know that Pete Carroll's long-termer there anyway, but you got to be able to put up with Deion. Everyone says the same thing. You're drafting Deion.
Yeah.
So if Deion doesn't like you, he's going to go on TV and he's going to assassinate you. You know, he's going to – he'll go after
which
ownership.
Is worse, this or Ball, LeVar Ball?
This, because Deion is a respected member. Like, Deion A has a way bigger platform. Deion has a TV show while he's coaching. He's a coach, and he already has a TV show with that girl. I don't know. He has a TV show. Deion has a huge social media presence. Deion is way bigger than LeVar Ball. That's the difference. Is LeVar was kind of clownish. He had never done anything. Deion's done something. Deion's in the public
He said he could beat Michael.
I know. You had never heard of LeVar Ball.
No, never.
Have you ever heard of Deion Sanders?
Yeah, I heard of him once.
Yeah, Deion's one of the greatest cornerbacks ever to play. And everyone knows if Deion's not happy with the head coach, he's going to go after the head
coach.
Well,
let me ask you this question.
He's going to go after
if you think
front
Shadour
office.
Can play and you think he can help your organization.
But do you know if he's even gotten a go-ahead to go? Like, to the Raiders, yes, but Deion already said we're not playing for certain teams. So who's been given the go-ahead?
Yeah.
Will he go play for the Steelers? I assume that's a yes.
Well, Shadour already said he's playing for the Giants. He's already said that.
He didn't wear those shoes.
I'm just telling you, I don't think he's going to the Giants. I think there's a reason. I think the Giants and Titans are both looking at Cam Ward. What I did find out, in all honesty, I'm just telling you guys. Now, I've got it Cam Ward first, and then it drops off in Shadour Sanders second. And those are the two that I would consider in the first round. But with Shadour, a lot comes with Shadour. Like I said, Deion is going to – you have to get through Shador's issues with putting his teammates on blast. You know, that's not considered a quarterbacking type thing. I don't care how bad his offensive line are. You know, you have to protect those guys. Then you have Deion, who everyone already said, you're drafting Deion, and he's going to go after your head coach first, then your front office, then your ownership when he wants to get his kid traded if he's not happy. So you have to, if Shadour was special, you might deal with that. But Shadour's not special. He didn't have special qualities. His qualities are poise and accuracy and confidence. Like, intangibles I like a lot. Like, I really like that for him. The problem is he's not a physically gifted or special athlete. So you're not willing to put up with that much crap. It's kind of like, it's the same concept as Mike Leach was fine, Bob Knight's fine, but then when they can't win anymore, when they're not special, you don't want to put up with their crap anymore. It's I would say like Terrell Owens, but he was always good. It's like that with any athlete. So I think with Shadour, if he doesn't go to Tom Brady, the Raiders at six, which I do think Deion will chill out. If Tom Brady's involved, Deion's not going to take a bunch of shots. So that's the one that makes some sense.
But if I'm a head coach, if I draft Shadour, there is always the speculation that Deion will be the next guy at where I am.
Yeah.
Wherever Shadour is.
Uh-huh.
That Deion is going to come in.
He'll say he won't, but there's always going to be that speculation.
There's always going to be that
Even if Deion doesn't fuel it, you're always going to have to deal with that. But, the other thing is, I mentioned that where Deion said we're not going to play for certain teams. But the problem is that when I mentioned that to one team, he's like, they don't even care. Like, this is collectively bargained. He has to play. I don't even care what Deion says. Like, okay, well, I mean, it's going to get messy if you try to draft Deion and Deion doesn't want you to go. Like, I wouldn't want – is Deion going to want you to go to Cleveland? That's where I gave him. I had Cleveland trading back into the one and taking Shadour at 29. But, see, once you – here's the quarterback teams. Six Raiders, seven Jets, Saints at – what are the Saints? Like, nine, I think. Then you go to 18 with Seattle, then 21 Pittsburgh, and then you're done. And if you don't go to one of those,
Giants?
Well, I mean, the Giants, I don't think that's even in play.
You don't think?
No, I honestly don't think it's even in play. No.
The Giants are not in play.
No, not really.
Wow.
I think that's I think they're in play with Cam Ward. I think Cam Ward, yeah. I don't see the Giants in play with Shadour. I'd be surprised.
I think Shadour in New York is not ideal. 1, 2, 3, and 6 all need quarterbacks.
Right. But I'm already eliminating 1 and 3. So I go 6, so does 7, the Jets.
Yeah.
Like I said, you could make an argument for Saints. No one talks about Saints, but I thought about putting Shadour at the Saints. And I didn't. And then I thought about putting Shadour with Seattle. I had him plugged in there for a little bit.
So I wonder this. Tom Brady, is he going to say, no, let's get the best football players?
See, that's
how
I think.
This is a long-term thing?
That's how I think. I think he wants to build culture first.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you look at Shadour Sanders as that's a culture guy, that's team first, that's I sacrifice for my brothers like Tom did. You see that?
No.
No, I don't either. That's why I gave him Jalen Walker. It was hard coming up with the Raiders pick. I was really hard. I'm like, man, who's a guy that fits this? Because you got a bunch of guys who tested well, but like – And I realize Jalen Walker is considered to be the alpha at Georgia. He's got some Bobby Wagner-like qualities in terms of his impact on a game, which obviously Pete Carroll had in Seattle. He can run really well. He can make a bunch of tackles. He can rush the passer because he's a kind of a hybrid talent. And that's why I said, you know what, he's a culture guy. So I'm going to, if Tom Brady's involved, he's going to want to get the culture changed in the locker room first and foremost. Now, you know, you get Jalen Walker, you could pull like a Houston Texan. It was done in a different order. But you could go back and trade up and get Shedeur Sanders in the first again. I think that's possible. I had that happening with the Browns taking Travis Hunter too, and then trading back into the first because they've got two third-round picks. And I think Minnesota barely has any picks. They're going to want to trade back is one of them. I had the Texans trading up to 16 and taking Kelvin Banks in my mock draft because I think he'll play guard the first year, and then I think they'll get rid of Laremy Tunsil next year. And Kelvin Banks will bump out to either left tackle or right tackle, depending on what they do with Blake Fisher. But Kelvin Banks can come in and start right away in one of the tackle guard spots. And your pass pro's better because this guy is a good – I mean, he's a solid pass-protecting tackle, but as a guard – He's going to be much better than what the Texans have had. So the Shedeur Sanders thing is going to be interesting because I took Colorado. Just I took a bunch of crap for that because I'm the first one in with that. But the reality is, Trevor Sikkema from PFF already had him out of the first round. Just his mock wish wasn't really highlighted. And then I had four different people reach out and like that's I was going to have not like I know two people who won't. They're going to drop him later, but they're too afraid of taking heat. Like, no one wants to deal with this. I don't really care. I'll just mute the conversation. But you're going to start seeing this happen a lot. I'm just telling you. People already were reaching out to me like, dude, I wanted to – how close are you to dropping him out? I'm thinking about dropping him out. I'm like, it's easy. This happens this way with tight ends, with running backs, and then certain quarterbacks. You get to a certain point and you realize, oh, man, they're sliding and sliding. I can't – like, what am I going to do?
Well, we've seen it before.
I had to have somebody trade up just so I could get Shedeur in the first.
Listen, we've seen it before in a crappy quarterback draft. Despite the fact people needed quarterbacks, they just
– a ton of teams needed quarterbacks, and it was Kenny Pickett was the only one that went to first. E.J. Manuel in 2013, the only quarterback that went to first.
And that was 15th?
And that was – yeah. Or, no, I think it was top – I don't know.
No,
I
think
remember.
He was –
maybe
know,
so.
15. It's
not
Kenny Pickett was.
It's not – it's not – yeah, Kenny Pickett was like 20. It's not unusual – like, we've had this before, and so if teams don't think – if it's not a deep draft, then teams wait. Like, if it's a deep draft, there starts to be a run on quarterbacks like last year. And look how many quarterbacks went in the first. Like, they all went in the first 10 picks.
Yeah. Manuel was 16th.
16th.
And that was the only guy that went in the first round.
So, I think it's –
Cam Ward's going to go.
Most people think that there's a lot of teams in the NFL that think it's going to be one. And they're not into Jackson Dart either. The Jackson Dart stuff is kind of – I don't know. That's kind of funny to me also. I'm not sure that Jackson Dart, everyone loves him. The kid from Louisville, Tyler Shuck, is who you're going to have to watch out for because he looks the part, has a big arm.
Probably.
I'm
going to go second round. Second round with Shuck.
Yeah, and there's very few guys going to second round. I think Jalen Milroe will go in the second because he's an explosive athlete. And
but not a quarterback.
Teams are drafting the athlete. We'll see how he does at quarterback, but if he doesn't work out, whether he likes it or not. Because I asked somebody who knows him. I said, were you surprised he didn't run? He didn't run or work out. And he said, yeah, but, you know, he hasn't been training to run. And everyone's expecting him. The Vegas over-under was 4.40 on him, which is way too fast.
Yeah, like right.
And he said, you know, if he had gone out there and run and hadn't trained and he ran a 4.52, all of a sudden, you know, does the perception change on him? Right. When really, had he trained, he's running way, way fast.
All right, we got a break. And we're live at Wildcat Golf Club. We want you to come on out and hang out with us. Just come drink with us. It's Mardi Gras. Let's go. Come over to the bar and the restaurant here and have yourself a big time today. Mardi Gras today here at Wildcat Golf
Club. I don't
think
it's raining. Is it raining this morning? I think we've already
got. No, it's not raining.
No, I think we've already
it
gotten
never
it,
never rains
right?
here in Houston. So, I mean, that's stupid.
But I think we already got it.
Yeah,
we
it's already
have.
Done. Truck month. That's not done. It's still going on at Chastang Ford. This is how buying a truck should be. That's right. No dealer add-ons, no hidden fees, just real deals. How about this? 2023, they got a 2023 Ford F-150 with $12,575 off. They got to get it out. They got to get the 23 out. It's new, and yet it's a 23. Are you kidding me? There is no way that this truck should still be on the lot. This is what, if you have a business or you want the best deal that you could possibly get. It's still a brand-new truck. Who cares that it's a 23? Get on over there and grab that. You're getting a great, 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 great deal. How about no add-ons? They're not going to say, hey, we got to etch your windows or put nitrogen in your tires or protection packages. What? That protect nothing. Okay, stop, because that's what they do to you at other dealerships. That's not what happens at Chastain Ford. Just trucks priced the way they should be, because that's how trucks, buying a truck, should be. You want to get a truck without getting screwed? Get to Chastain Ford. Chastain Ford, the way truck buying should be. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club for ESPN Houston's Occasional Invitational.
All right, welcome back here live at Wildcat Golf Club. John and Lance along with Dell. We are hanging out here. We want you to come on by. We really, really appreciate our advertisers, Carbach Brewing, Brown Bag Deli, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Houston Powder Coaters. Game Day Men's Health is out here. They're giving away like $3,000 worth of packages. And, oh, by the way, if you're on your way out here and you got some kind of pain, they got the OmniWave machine here, which if, you know, pain in your elbow or knee or back, lower back or whatever, they can put that on you. And you know what? And help you to get through the round today. Of course, some alcohol will help that as well. So either way, you want to do game day with the OmniWave or just alcohol, you can do that as well. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC, HRMP, Access Vascular Health, DreamRate Mortgage, Aqueduct Plumbing Company, Beatbox, Burritos, Amex, Pharmacy, everybody being involved out here today. We really appreciate you guys.
Not for those guys. When does Brown Bag come out?
No, they should. Do you want them here now?
Well, so we're going to get a little rain. I was wrong. I was just saying things. Apparently, when I looked at an actual radar, apparently we are. So probably going to stop.
Trust in God.
Stop-ish at 11 o'clock.
Trust in God in this one.
Yeah. Well, either way, I'm still going to eat Brown Bag and have drinks.
Brown Bag's coming either way, rain or shine.
Yeah, it ain't going to matter. Right. Now I got to beat all those miscreants who are coming to go come snatch our food up that you invited to come take our food.
Well, I didn't really. I said,
even if you're not playing, just come eat the food. They'll never know.
Like, that's what? How I would go about
Does
it.
Does Courtney know you pulled that crap?
No, she doesn't.
She knows.
She knows how stupid I am.
Just come here and eat. They'll never know.
Just come and grab a brown bag.
What?
Grab a brown bag.
And leave. Yeah, that's kind of a man of the people move.
It is.
In a way.
All right?
Like, in a way it
I'm
is.
I'm finessing the game for
you
people.
You are finessing the game.
That's what I do. That's what I do. So we are here live, and we want you to come on out and just, you know, just come hang with us. It's so much fun.
I'm trying to, like, I really don't get this. And this is every year. It's not just Shador Sanders. Every year there's a player or two players, whatever. I get if you went to college at a place and you get an affinity or an affection for a player, right? I mean, I get that. I've seen that with my wife, with people with Vince Young, with Johnny Manziel. We called them Manzelets. I get that. I get that. What I just don't get is grown people latching into players and their lives are turned upside down by things like mock drafts or perceptions of where a player could be drafted or who can, like, you know, there was that Josina Anderson had something about a quarterback coach told her that he came off as brash and arrogant. That was his experience with them. And then she had to go and, oh, my God, this can't be true. This is this guy who he was really nice to the media when we were there with him, and he was calling on people, all kinds of different people. I'm like, what does that have to do with – like, what does that have to do with how you – and if he's brash and arrogant, so he's brash and arrogant. Eventually, no matter where you get picked, you have to play, and you either play well or you don't. I don't understand the teeth-gnashing that people have about – first of all, where a mock draft says your player is going to go. And first of all, why you're a grown man, why do you have this much invested?
Well, if they didn't have the passion, then you wouldn't have a job. So
no, you can have passion, you can have passion about your team, but it's usually about your pro team.
Yeah.
Or your college team. This is about latching on somebody they don't even have. They just decided, I'm Shadur, and I will defend him because he's got to be defended. And every year there's a guy like this. So it's not brand new. But I just don't understand the idea of getting upset about a prediction about where someone's going to get drafted.
So,
like, why do you care where I predict someone is going to get drafted or anyone does? And then number two, why do you care about where they get drafted when once they're drafted and the draft's over, it's done? I don't care if you got picked in the fifth round or you're the third player of the draft. You got to go on and start playing well. Like, that has to happen. Now you got to go on and play well.
So, Josina Anderson, here's what she tweeted about the Shadur situation. I'm disappointed to hear that a quarterback's coach from a team drafting in the top seven referred to Shadur Sanders as coming off brash and arrogant in his team interview and making his assessment known to a number of people per source. He's not going to, she says, I'm not naming him. Okay. Sanders appeared, okay. With the reporters, she said he appeared to go out of his way to acknowledge multiple media members, regardless if they were recognizable or not. He seemed cordial, polite, witty, thoughtful, along with being confident, as many athletes are. Blah, 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 blah. He's literally Deion Sanders' son, and despite growing up different from most, seemed fairly grounded. Hopefully, any potential biases towards the culture are being checked at the door as to not unduly impact stock and business. The modern-day college athlete is evolving, as is the scale of business opportunities surrounding them before entering professional leagues. Adaptation sounds necessary, not just for Sanders. What she's saying is the players are different now. They got money. Coaches don't like that. They're coming in. They've got confidence. They got money. And maybe you have to adapt and not the players.
They don't care about the money. What they care about, if you're an a-hole, this is what they actually care about. What you need to understand is it's not all coaches. Like, first of all, the racial composition, it's black and white. There's a lot of – so from a culture – you know, I know what she was trying to say with culture, that he's got – because, you know, he wears his chains. He had his two chains, got the hat sideways. They don't really care about – like, that's so overblown. That's so overblown by people who don't really know, They don't care about all that. They understand – they deal with so many players year after year, hundreds of players they talk to. That's not that big a deal. There's always the assumption that everyone is just like Dick Vermeil who is talking to these guys. That's not what it is. There's a lot of young guys who are involved in interview rooms, and a lot of general managers are much younger now. It's not that big a deal. The players getting money. I asked this question. I said, so the question I always ask is, what will a player do with more money and more time and more access? More time on their hands, more access, more money. So that's a question you always ask about all these players. With Shadur, you already have kind of, like, he's been around money, so it's not, like, you don't worry about that, really. So that's kind of actually, what she's saying doesn't really make a lot of sense. You already know about that. You're not worried about that. You're more worried about the new money stuff, and can you handle yourself? It's like kids in Europe or kids in Louisiana who've been drinking since they're 15. You know what I'm saying? They can handle themselves when they're 18, 19 years old. Kids that went to Tulane, I went to Tulane with, that never had a drop, became alcoholics and felt like were out of school in a year. They weren't acclimated. So there's you know, it's kind of that concept. But really, what teams did say, I said, now that all these players are starting to get money in NIL, like, does that change? Like, are you getting to figure out who guys are and how they handle money? They said, yeah, but they were already getting money. So you just didn't know how much money they were getting. Now they're getting fame. It's not under the table. Now they're getting fame and adulation. And all they care about, they don't care about money. They don't care if your hat's sideways, if you're for the culture. All they care about is, do you love your teammates? Are you going to do what's best for the team? And can you ball? That's really all they care about. Do you ball? Do you love football? And then are you going to be a good teammate and work? That's all they care about. All this other stuff is just that's for us. That's for fans and media to act like it means more than it does. When you start talking to people who really work there, you get in the business, you get a slap in the face. They're trying to find guys that help them win. Because if you don't help them win, they get fired. So they don't care how you act, what you are. They just care, do you love football? Are you good at football? And are you going to be a good teammate so you can get the best culture possible to sustain winning over the long haul? And I do think that Shador's got some questions to answer about, you know, the idea that he's changed culture. He had a losing season the first year. at Colorado, and he had a winning season. You had Shedeur Sanders and a five-star player in Travis Hunter, and Deion has the advantage of bringing it. Yeah, of course Jackson State was better. Of course, they had Travis Hunter there playing both ways. Of course they were better. And Shador's a pretty good quarterback. But this idea that changing culture means it lasts for a long time. This is what it's going to be. Not 2 years. If Colorado becomes a powerhouse with or without Deion Sanders, I will say yes, that he had a big part in changing culture. I also think Travis Hunter is a big culture changer.
Yeah.
This dude loves his teammates, balls out two different ways. Like
wants
Travis
to be
Hunter
on the field.
And Deion.
Yeah.
You know, and Deion. I think, you know, Deion's lost a lot of coach. There's some good and bad with Deion if you get into it. But, you know, but if it keeps going with Colorado, yeah. But if it's like two and done, or if Deion takes off and they just go back to the doldrums, you didn't change any culture.
All right. You know who changes culture? Jim Fiume. He does. He changed the culture of your house, okay? How about Gulf Coast Windows is endorsed by Tom Tynan and Chris Salcedo and John Granato, okay? Us three, home experts. That's what we do, okay? Me, Tynan, and Salcedo. This is what we do. We know beautiful windows, beautiful doors. They're the best doors. Nobody's had better doors ever than these doors. I'm telling you, here and now, it just does not get any better. I'm looking at a picture of Jim Fiume right now opening up the windows at Gulf Coast Windows, and they're just better. They're just different. Wood-clad windows, aluminum windows, vinyl windows, hurricane windows. It's the best. New home construction. So, listen, you're building a house, and I don't know what windows your builder is going to try to go cheap on this. Don't go cheap. Get the best window because this is the long haul. You're going to be in this house, and you're going to want the best window that you could possibly have. Security, privacy, beauty, all of them, okay? And the warranty that's second to none. Looking for the best way to get that new window, whether you're replacing windows or building a new home or building, GulfCoastWindows.com. 713-849-5454 or GulfCoastWindows.com. Tell Jim Fiume you heard it here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.